Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the one and only Denise Stevens from PSEU Co-op Solutions. How are you, Denise?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. We're kind of rounding out the show here on,
wrapping
Friday
it
afternoon.
Up.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm getting a phone call as well. Oh, it's my wife.
Oh.
Good timing. I'll call you right back. Hang on. Anyway.
She needs milk.
Yeah, probably. I'll get that on the flight on the way home. So anyway, hey, so how is the conference going so far before we dive into the topic here?
Fantastic.
You've been busy, actually. I've been seeing you run around here on stage.
Right. You know, a lot of energy and, you know, all the credit unions coming together and so much collaboration and honestly excitement around the combination. So it's been fun for sure.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Tell me a little bit about, before we dive into the integration, but you were on stage, you've been on stage a couple of times actually,
I saw
the one where you were, oh gosh, who were you up there with? Was it Brian Scott and then the lady from Payments?
Oh, yes.
You were on the very end. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit
about that session, because I found that super interesting, what they were talking about.
Yeah, so we had worked with Payments.com they did a study on this innovation index.
Yeah.
And it basically started to score where credit unions were falling, and the correlation was the credit unions that were experiencing growth were investing and prioritizing innovation in kind of their overall strategies.
Right.
And so really it led to, hey, are you a early adopter, fast follower, regular follower, lagger?
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers were pretty astonishing how many people even self-assessed as laggers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And just kind of, it was the normal meeting the demands of the member, you know, digital, streamlined processes, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's an interesting study.
Yeah,
sure.
No doubt. Well, and the conversation was just as interesting, if not more. So, yeah, it's good stuff up there. You did a great job up there on stage as well. So, all right, hey, let's talk about product and platform integration process.
Yes.
And that's the integration between PSEU and Co-op Solutions products and services. That must be a monumental task.
It's
a big
one.
Can you give us a quick overview and we'll dive into maybe a couple of details?
For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, as you can imagine, two great companies really serving the same market for years as competitors and very similar products, you know, being introduced to the market, to our credit unions, etc. So when the combination happened and we really started to assess everything, we found we had, you know, a significant amount of duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been assessing about 270 products. And
270?
Yes.
Denise.
I know.
My goodness.
And we have about 85% duplication. And so the team is really taking a very methodical approach to do the assessment. So we're partnered with one of the best consultants in the U.S. and they just have such strong expertise in merger and acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
And so the approach is really to assess everything in a very non-biased way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at things like what's the tech debt? What's the product adoption? What is the client feedback? How easy is it to integrate? You know, those are all being assessed so that we can try to figure out which product or products, you know, kind of meet the needs.
Yeah.
And it isn't always a win-lose situation. There are definitely products that from both companies have very high adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to do some combining. So it really is this best of a best. Approach.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're taking the best of both worlds here, you know, and combining them, and so you get even better.
And I mean, we've just been lucky because both companies did such a great job that the inventory is unbelievable that we're choosing from.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make the decision easy by any means, but I mean, we are selecting from some great products.
I don't want to reveal any top secret information here, but can you maybe an example of maybe one of the products that kind of overlap?
Quick Assist and Springboard.
Okay.
So Quick Assist for Legacy PSU was a tool that credit unions would use to manage all of their card information on their members.
Mm-hmm.
Springboard was Co-op Legacy's equivalent, right? Mm-hmm. Very similar in feature, have a lot of the same functionality. Now it's about assessing, hey, what technology on the back end is the best? What features are missing from either? And how do we put it together?
Yeah, yeah.
Because really our approach is really about how do we not make a huge impact to our customers? Mm-hmm. And so are there ways, particularly in the products that have high adoption, are there ways to combine it so it has less impact?
Yeah, and so the credit unions are the big winners here, right?
100%.
Because they're... I'll let you explain.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, even if there is going to be change, it's going to be for the better.
Oh, completely.
Right.
Completely.
I mean, it literally is it's through the lens of how do we get this better than it was before.
Yeah.
And again, when you're picking from great inventory, you know, the success rate's going to be high.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, again, the credit unions are the big winners here because they get the best of the best, so to speak. So, yeah. So the other thing is, let's go back to the redundancy part of it, because when Co-op and PSU were separate, semi-competitors, if you will, there was still, I mean, there's, it's the same product, same, you know, same type of stuff going on here, and with the industry consolidating, it just totally makes sense, obviously.
Yeah.
So you bring the two together, again, you, like you say, you're assessing, my gosh, the meetings you guys must have.
But it is fun. I mean, it's fun to think about, you know, what the end state looks like, and the product portfolio we'll put together for institutions. Mm-hmm. I mean, our main principles are around how do we drive value to help our credit unions compete?
Yeah.
And that's really been our mission when we're thinking through all of these decisions, is how in the end state is this going to make it easier for a credit union to use, make them more successful to their membership? And we're really kind of focused on better value products on the end.
Yeah. How does this set you guys up for the future? I mean, because you guys are experts at assessing and then bringing the best of the best together. How does that set you guys up for the future? Because there's so much change out there right now.
Yeah, it's a great question. So my team is being very opportunistic, for sure. So when we're looking at everything, we're thinking about how do we get to cloud faster? How do we build something or change something that allows us to have speed to market? How do we drive down unit cost of delivery? So we're taking a look at all of that. So when we get to that future state, we're set up for the future. And if you think about, you know, even the investment strategy that as a combined organization we have, I mean, on average, Legacy PSU would invest about 5-6% of our revenue. That will stay the same.
Okay.
Now it's a $1.3 billion company.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's significant value going back into the cooperative and being available for the credit unions.
Goodness. Again, great news for the credit unions. And then ultimately the members benefit as well. So yeah. So what else is there to report? And this, are we missing anything? I mean, obviously you guys are crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's in this area.
I think the main theme here is we don't want to go dark, right? So we have a lot of integration work, there's no doubt, but we 100% are still very dedicated to our business as usual, still driving innovation and putting net new things in the market while we're doing the integration.
Right.
And the beauty of it is we have two large organizations coming together, we actually have the capacity and the resources to do so.
Indeed. And that's what Chuck talked about on stage. He talked about, hey, you know, we're bringing all this stuff together, we're creating new stuff, but at the same time, we have you guys to still serve.
Absolutely.
So, and that must be, you guys are juggling quite a bit here. So,
but it's fun.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. It's fun. It is. It's just exciting time, I think, for our company and for the industry.
Oh, and the industry for sure. So, all right, Denise. Well, anything else to add? I know we're all kind of on fumes here at the very end. You especially, because you've been super busy
on stage
and with clients and stuff like that. So we appreciate your time.
And I appreciate being here.
Oh my gosh! As always, I enjoy having you here in the studio lounge talking technology. Anything before I let you go?
Yeah.
Gosh, you're like the technology part. I've got to ask you about what's on the horizon. What are you guys looking at? I mean, obviously generative AI is you can't take two steps without talking about that,
definitely,
but what else is there?
Yeah, definitely looking at that. Obviously, we have a lot of cloud opportunity. We unveiled our lending, right? So we went to market with that. Very, very excited about that end-to-end lending experience.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, lots of good news here currently, but I think there's lots more good news on the horizon as well. So good deal.
Absolutely.
All right, Denise. Well, I'll let you get going. But
all right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well done. Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.